Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Laurie, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits, and I'm bringing it to you real and unfiltered. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am really excited about today's episode. I have a guest on who so many people requested. Every time I go see her, I get so many DMs saying to bring her on the podcast. And I think actually, I'm pretty sure my podcast was the first one that she has done. So very honored about that. I adore her. She's so great. So I'm talking about Rebecca Faria. She has become a pioneer in Brazilian lymphatic massage, bringing her exclusive detox massage technique stateside in 2018. And in just 4 years, she has amassed a huge A-list celebrity following and a waitlist of over 1,000 names long. She has her studio Detox by Rebecca. She has clients like all of the Kardashians, Ariana Grande, Hailey Bieber, Jennifer Aniston, Lily Collins, Addison Rae, Sophia Richie, Chloe Grace Moritz, Alexa Demi, and so many more. She was just in Palm Beach for Nicola Peltz and Brooklyn Beckham's wedding. She was there treating her. That's like such a testament to how well her method works, I think, that people want her to be there for days during these, you know, huge life events. And these huge celebrities, stars, whatever, go to see her before red carpets, before the Met Gala, everything. And her method truly works. We talk about it in the episode, but I started seeing her, I believe last year it was, and I've had lymphatic massage before, and this was like nothing I'd ever experienced. I mean, it's incredible. So she grew up in Brazil, and lymphatic massage was a large part of Brazilian culture. It's known to stimulate the lymphatic system in order to eliminate waste and toxins from the body. She took an interest in this age-old beauty ritual and immersed herself in the study of lymphatic drainage, aesthetics, and cosmetology. She earned a master's degree in body aesthetics in Brazil, along with a training in Oriental medicine from her time in Australia. She has over 10 years of experience mastering her technique, and then she created her own exclusive style of detox massage designed to stimulate the metabolism, treat cellulite, reduce inches by eliminating toxins and water weight from the body. Her unique approach to lymphatic drainage combines lymphatic massage, endomology, and advanced wellness pod technology to boost the immune system and detoxify the body. And her story is really incredible. She talks about it in the episode. She arrived to the US. She had to adjust to a new country and culture. She didn't speak English. This is just like 4 years ago. She had financial hardship. She resorted to offering free house calls to showcase her talents and educate other people on the benefits of lymphatic massage. And it was through that that she gradually built her business. And it's just incredible how much it has grown over the past few years. So I will leave the rest to her to tell you guys. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. I am so excited to have you here. I know my audience is really excited too. I think you probably saw yesterday I posted on Instagram that you were coming on, and I think we literally got like thousands of questions. Everybody wants to know the magic behind what you do. Everybody in LA wants to know how they can come see you. So I'm excited to talk to you about what you do. But maybe to start, you can just tell everybody a little about yourself, who you are, and what you do.
My name is Rebecca. I am from Brazil. And I brought to LA a Brazilian technique called lymphatic drainage massage, which is different than the one they have here in the US. And that's why I think that what I do became so popular, because I was the first one here and I brought something new and different, and that actually works really well to get rid of water weight from the body, to remove water weight from the body. And it makes people look skinnier. It's good for immune system, blood flow, for all your digestive system. And that's why people love it, because besides feeling good, it has a lot of healthy benefits.
Yeah, so I think last time I went to see you was probably around a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I went to see my trainer after, and he was like, I have never seen you so lean. Your waist is so tiny. It really does work. And I've done other lymphatic drainage, and it is like so different from what you do. So how, without giving away all of your secrets, like how is what you do different from what most other places offer?
I believe that because it's a part of Brazilian culture, we kind of grow up learning how to do it and why we are doing it and how to do it in different types of people, because each person has different body types and different inflammation levels. We need to focus on the root cause of inflammation on each person. And once we are able to find that and working on that, the rest of the lymphatic system will flow by itself. So I believe that that's the main difference. I'm able to find out where you really need to have more work done. And that's where I focus like 80% of my energy, mm-hmm. which in your case was your stomach area, which like it's very related to anxiety and emotions. So it's usually where my clients have more problems.
Yeah, my stomach has always been where I feel like I retain a lot of fluid. And I think a lot of people kind of get confused between like fat and fluid retention. And I feel like sometimes, myself included in the past, feel like, oh, I have to lose weight or I have to lose fat because you feel that water retention somewhere in your body. But when you go and get lymphatic drainage, like with you, all of that is flushed out. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. It's not fat. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. A lot of people like to do lymphatic because they like to feel skinnier. Mm-hmm. And I know that most of my clients come to me because of that.
Yeah, but you have a ton of celebrity clients that you do before huge events and everything, right?
Yeah. So it makes you really look skinnier, because when we remove the water weight, your muscles show more, like your skin feels tighter. And the reason why people think water weight is fat is because we don't talk about it. We don't talk about lymphatic system. We don't know that we can really get swollen from emotions, from processed food, from environment. And then once we get swollen, we feel like, wow, I'm so fat. But actually it can be just water weight. Mm-hmm. So everyone gets kind of confused because they look like similar, but they are two different things.
Can you just talk about like what the lymphatic system is? I feel like everybody kind of has a general understanding and it does work on its own. But like, can you talk about what it is and how it can get backed up?
I always like to give this example. It's an analogy. If we compare ourselves to a sink, the lymphatic system would be the pipes and our lymph nodes would be the drain. If the drain is clogged, nothing flows through the pipes. And that's how we feel bloated if we were the sink, mm-hmm. right? But why it gets clogged? What happens? We live in an environment that is not 100% clean for our body. It's impossible to be 100% perfect. Even the pollution in the air, stress levels, lack of water intake, it all affects the way our body behaves towards inflammation, because it all creates inflammation. And every time we have inflammation, our lymphatic system will have a hard time working. So we can get like overwhelmed, which will make it slow down. And that's when we feel headache, we feel lack of energy. Once we do lymphatic, we open these points called lymph nodes, which would be the drains, and we try to flush this water from the sink. And that's why you feel energized, good.
I think a lot of times when we think of hair care, we think of what products we're using on our hair, maybe how we style it, if our shower water is filtered, all of these things, which of course are important, but really hair care is about more than just styling. A daily hair and scalp health regimen can make a huge difference. And Way's new scalp serum and thick and full supplements are a complete solution for promoting the appearance of thicker, fuller, healthier hair. And it is safe to say I am obsessed. I have noticed a huge difference since using this combo, and people have commented on how much longer and healthier my hair is looking. So I definitely can tell that they're working, but of course, consistency is key here. So make sure you use them for at least 90 days before you really make an assessment on whether it's working for you. But Way's thick and full supplements are vegan. It's a one-a-day supplement with zero flavor. It supports thicker, fuller, healthier hair. It can reduce the appearance of shedding and support hair strength. And it contains beauty-boosting ingredients such as biotin and pea shoot extract that promotes thicker, fuller strands. And as I said, it's only vegan, gluten-free, and cruelty-free ingredients. And then the scalp serum I love. It can be used day or night with wet or dry hair. I just put it on after I shower. It really helps to soothe irritation from like tight ponytails, which I do all the time. It really keeps your hair feeling stronger and looking fuller through a healthy, hydrated, balanced scalp. This is so important, and it's a step that so many people overlook. It's safe for color-treated and chemical-treated hair. I have keratin, so I have to be careful about what I use, but it's safe to use with that. And it contains skincare-inspired ingredients like hyaluronic acid and adaptogens, and it's so good. You guys will love it. So you can grow all the way with Way's scalp serum and thick and full supplements. Just go to theway.com and use the code BLONDE to get 15% off your entire purchase. Again, that's 15% off your entire order at theway.com. That's theouai.com, and the code is BLONDE. By now, we probably all know how important gut health is to our overall health, and the state of our gut influences so many things, from our hormones to our energy to our mental health and more. And paramount in maintaining a healthy gut is maintaining a balance of good bacteria, and Just Thrive probiotics help to do just that. Their proprietary strains have been third-party clinically tested and proven to arrive 100% alive in your gut. And they're proven to be super effective. So I've been taking them for a long time. They were such a game changer for me, especially because they work quickly. So in a study, the strains in Just Thrive probiotic were shown to address leaky gut in as little as 30 days. And also Just Thrive can help your immune system, since 70 to 80% of it lives in your gut. That's obviously very important. Right now, it can help make your skin more beautiful, support your sleep, and even help your mood. So for me, they really helped with bloating and digestion. And like I said, they worked really fast. Like in the first few weeks that I took them, I really love them, and I have not had success with other brands in the past. So it's definitely a testament to the strains that they use. I did two episodes now with Tina Anderson, the co-founder. I did one this past April and then one last April, I believe, 2021. So you can search for those, and you can learn so much about not only Just Thrive, but also just gut health and how it is all interconnected. So give your body the immune support it needs to feel your absolute best, and get your gut in order with Just Thrive probiotic. Just go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code BLONDE for 15% off site-wide. Again, that's justthrivehealth.com, and the code is BLONDE for 15% off. You mentioned before how your lymphatic system can affect your immunity and digestion. Can you talk about how it affects those and what happens to those if your lymphatic system is blocked?
Yes, yes, of course. Going back to the sink example, if your sink is full of trash, full of water, it's not going to work properly. And that's the same with our body. If your lymphatic system is not able to flush out the toxins, inflammation, virus, it's going to be developing inside of you into conditions. That's why it's so important to take care of your lymphatic system. Your immune system is best friends with your lymphatic system. So imagine again, if your garbage at your house is full of trash, anytime you have a new trash, you won't have anywhere to put it. So you'll be just hanging inside of your house. It's the same thing that happens when our lymphatic system is blocked or it's not working properly. Our body has nowhere to send virus, bacteria, toxins. So it just stays inside of us, which end up developing into conditions. Mm-hmm. So when your lymphatic system is working properly, your immune system is stronger because it has somewhere to send all the things that shouldn't be inside of us. Mm-hmm. The other question was about the digestive system. Mm-hmm. So our digestive system is related to our brain, to our emotions. 95% of our dopamine, which is our happiness hormone, is produced in our gut, not in our brain. So if your digestive system is not working properly, your emotions probably won't be right. It will be like moody, it will be stressed, it won't sleep well. And our lymphatic system, if it's working well, your digestive system is also working well. So it's all connected, which mm-hmm. is also connected to our emotions. Mm-hmm. So having like a healthy lifestyle, it's really important to keep all the systems working in balance. Mm-hmm.
You have some crazy before and afters on your page of like different people. And I think you have one of somebody who was kind of similar to me in that she held a lot of her stress in her stomach, right? And like after multiple sessions, you can see it completely changed. So can you talk about some situations that you've helped people that have experienced that?
Yeah, usually when I have a client, I try to find out, as I told before, what is the root cause of their inflammation? Because we need to treat the main problem first. And many of my clients have anxiety or emotional traumas, which is, again, connected to our digestive system. And that's where I have to work first. So I try to open the lymph nodes in that area, and I use equipment to break down inflammation that can be stuck sometimes for like years. And then I try to push this water inside of the lymphatic system so your body can flush it out. However, in combination with what I do, I need that this client work on their emotions, work on eating healthy and exercising, because it's all a combination of things. It all works together. So I always talk to them and I try to explain them that they need to help me. We are like a team. Mm-hmm. With you was a little different because you were already so healthy. So I didn't need to keep telling you what to do because you already do. So it was very easy. I just did what I have to do. But usually if someone doesn't have a lifestyle that matches with what I'm trying to do with them, I have to talk to them and then we both work as a team. And that's why the results are so crazy.
What are some of those lifestyle things? Like, I know you and I have talked about walking, and you can talk about this as so helpful in keeping the lymphatic system going, right? But what are some other things? Like, I know on your Instagram, you've talked about sleep, obviously, and you mentioned diet and exercise and stress management. So what for you are like the main things that keep your body healthy that complements what you do?
Number one is sleep, because that's the best way to regulate our hormones. We need to be in certain time, which is 2 a.m., in a deep sleep level to produce certain hormones that will control our fat storage. And by 8 a.m., we need to release cortisol, which will make we energized for the day. By 8 p.m., we need to produce melatonin, which will help us to sleep. So if you have a good sleep routine, which means sleep early, wake up early, half of your problems will be solved.
Thank you. Everybody talks about the morning routine being what sets you up for the day. And I'm like, no, it's the nighttime routine. Because if you're not getting that good sleep, like, that's the foundation.
Yes.
That's the foundation that then you can do your morning routine and build your life on. So I am strong proponent of that.
Yeah. Like, if you wake up miserable, how are you going to have a good morning routine? You
exactly.
have to sleep good in order to have a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that sleep is number one. We need to have our hormones on place.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, food. Yes, we need to avoid processed food. Because every time we are eating things that our body cannot recognize as food, we are just like putting toxins inside of us. And it's really hard for our body to get rid of it all. If you have like a little bit of processed food, it's okay because your body can process it out. But if you have processed food every day, all the time, it's really hard for your body to flush it out, and it will develop into conditions, which is really bad for your lymphatic system because it will get overwhelmed. It mm-hmm. cannot get rid of it all. Number three, exercise. Our lymphatic flow and our blood flow, they walk together. So the more you move your blood, more lymphatic flow you will have. That's why walking is so good. Because when you walk, you keep in movement for like hours. Usually if you run or if you do a high intensity exercise, you're not able to do it for long hours. But when you have the walking habit, you keep doing it every day and for long hours, which is the best for your lymphatic system because you need to keep moving your blood. And number four, I would say drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to drink water to help our lymphatic flow to keep flushing. Going back to the sink example, you need to open the tap water in order to flush out things that can be stuck in the sink. Mm-hmm. So after cleaning the drain, you need to open the tap water. So I would say that drink water. If you can keep these four habits in a consistency daily basis,
mm-hmm.
your lymphatic system will work pretty well.
Is there such thing as drinking too much water where then your body is like not able to flush that water and you retain it? I mean, I know that there's like actual conditions like hypernatremia, I think, when you like drink way too much water, but is there a balance?
I would say that a good amount per day would be between half a gallon and 1 gallon per day.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you drink 3 gallons per day, yes, it's too much. It's not healthy for you. But you should drink at least half a gallon per day.
Okay. Yeah, I just found another question about that that said, is drinking a ton of water beneficial for the lymphatic system or is it a myth?
Some people think that if you drink water, you will feel bloated, but it's actually the opposite. Your mm-hmm. body needs hydration. If you don't drink water, if you don't give your body hydration, it's going to keep the fat to get hydration from the fat. So the water you drink is different than water weight. The water you drink will flush the water weight out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to drink water.
So another thing a lot of people asked, they were like, well, isn't it temporary? So can you talk about like how often somebody should be getting like a manual lymphatic drainage and how long it lasts and just kind of like the whole schedule to it?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that because if you were just focused on how you look, yes, it's temporary. You look skinnier for a while and then you will feel bloated again whenever you have a processed food or if you have lack of sleep or whatever that will make your body stressed. But it's the same thing as taking a shower. You're not going to take a shower today because tomorrow you'll be dirty. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't take a shower for a whole month, your level of dirty will be so high that you will be like sick. So it's the same thing. You need to keep cleaning your lymphatic system, not just with massages, but also with a good lifestyle that won't overwhelm your lymphatic system so it can work on its own. And then if you have a chance to do a massage once in a while, that would be great because it will help to clean it even more. And the more clean your lymphatic system is, more healthy you are,
mm-hmm.
more immunity you have. So yes, the results are temporary, but it's something you should be worried about always, every day, on a daily basis. You need to be worried about keeping your body free of toxins.
Mm-hmm. So everybody wanted to know, what can they do at home aside from these lifestyle things that we're talking about? Are things like dry brushing, gua sha, like are there at home things that people can do themselves to like stimulate their lymphatic system?
There are a lot of tools out there supposed to help your lymphatic system and stuff. But in my opinion, you don't need any of them. You just need to move your blood. If you can do sauna sometimes and go for a walk, that's all. It's much better than gua sha. It's much better than products and creams. And I could be here trying to sell products, but I know that nothing will work as good as walking or sauna or whatever you can do to move your blood. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to keep your lymphatic system flowing.
Summer is here, and that means it's time to ditch the sweatpants and show some skin. Although, admittedly, I'm wearing sweatpants right now. But anyway, you might not be feeling ready or feeling your best. Let's face it, we've been through a lot these past few years. A lot of people's lifestyles and schedules and routines have been upended, so it's totally normal. But if you're feeling like you're maybe not your most confident or like you're doing all the healthy lifestyle things and you're still not feeling great in your body, it might be time to try a different approach. So your gut plays a big role in managing your weight because your gut microbes can influence your metabolism, energy levels, and even your mental health. It all depends on the balance between the good and bad bacteria living in your gut. And the way that you can monitor that balance is by taking a gut microbiome test. And I will tell you guys that when I had crazy gut issues, my body looked completely different despite doing crazy diets and crazy exercise. And when I straightened that out, my body kind of straightened out. So Keen Health's Gut Plus Microbiome Testing Kit is the perfect tool to give you the inside scoop on what's happening in your body, all from the comfort of your home. Keen Health will give you a complete analysis of the health of your gut microbiome and how it may be affecting your overall health and wellness. Gut Plus will also give insight into your probiotic, prebiotic, and vitamin needs so that you're not just guessing. And the best thing that you can do for your gut is to stop guessing and start testing. So right now, Keen Health is offering 20% off with the code BLONDE. All you have to do is visit keenhealth.com and enter the code BLONDE. That's K-E-A-N health.com for 20% off with the code BLONDE. You guys know I'm kind of a skincare junkie and I will always share products that I find that actually work. So when I had the ladies behind ClearStem on the podcast recently, episode 163, if you'd like to take an acne and anti-aging deep dive, they gave me their product and I've been incorporating it into my skincare routine since and I love it. It really does work. So ClearStem's philosophy is basically anti-acne products can age you and anti-aging products can cause acne. So ClearStem is an anti-aging, anti-acne, and non-toxic system all at the same time. It has no pore clogging ingredients and no hormone disruptors in any of their products. And it's designed to clear acne and stimulate collagen. So every single formula is equally anti-aging and anti-acne at the same time. It's formulated by the acne guru, Danielle, based on over 8 years of treating acne at her San Diego Acne Clinic, and it's pretty much all the information you haven't gotten from a dermatologist, but needed all along. So ClearStem's education helps you identify your unique acne triggers and get to the root cause of your acne. And most people see and report a massive transformation in their skin in less than 2 weeks. So I love Clarity, which basically dissolves blackheads. It has vitamin C, it has the perfect acid blend, and a specific pH balance to unclog pores and dissolve away excess skin and oil. Also, the Bounce Back Serum, you guys, is amazing. It's nicknamed No Botox Serum, and I have to agree. Its concentrated stem cell formula has been proven to reduce and prevent fine lines and wrinkles, as well as reverse scarring. It's also acne safe and has zero toxins, as with all of their products. And my skin literally is like bouncy and glassy when I use this combo. I also love the cleanser and I'm excited to try the body oil. It's always a struggle to find great body skincare products, but I feel like theirs will be super effective. So I will report back to you guys on how that is. So right now you can get 20% off your first purchase. Just go to clearstemskincare.com and use the code blonde at checkout. Again, that's 20% off at clearstemskincare.com and the code is blonde. I'm curious about the business aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I know you and I have spoken about your story, but I think everybody else also, like from the outside, they're like, wow, okay, she's from Brazil. She moved to LA. All of a sudden you're doing Jennifer Aniston, Kim Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Hailey Bieber. I mean, everybody that you can think of, right, is your client. So can you tell everybody like how that happened? And it happened pretty quickly too, right?
Yeah. Even I get a little confused about it. Like, wow, it's just been 3 years that I'm here. When I arrived, that's like crazy. I didn't even speak any English. It was, it's so crazy that it all happened too fast. But there is no secret. You know, I'm there working every single day and all my clients are from referrals. So word of mouth, I end up getting to them. Mm-hmm. That was it. There is no secret. Just like every day working. And then you meet someone who introduces you to someone else and someone else. And that's it.
I think it's just a testament to how much your technique actually works. Because there's so many places that do like quote unquote lymphatic drainage. And they've been around forever. And they don't necessarily have the client base that you have. Mm-hmm. But it really does. I can't remember how I found you. I think I found you maybe through Shayna like last year.
Probably.
And I think I came to see you first before the Emmys. And I was like, to be totally honest, I was like, it's probably like the other lymphatic that I've had. And it was so crazy. I was so inflamed. I feel like that first time I came to see you because I was having issues like my period wouldn't stop and I was stressed and I was on medication and like all these problems. And I felt like a different person.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, but I think, again, back to what I said earlier, like that's why you've had the success that you've had, because it actually works.
Yeah, because most of places, they are really focused on the business and on money. And I think we need to spend time with each client and try to solve their problem. My goal is that my clients need to see me as less as possible. Mm-hmm. I want to help them to fix their problem and they just keep coming to me for maintenance. And other places, I feel like they keep trying to have you coming back as often as possible so they make more money and they rush and they don't really care about your feelings and emotions and energy, which I believe it's all connected to your systems, digestive systems, lymphatic system. So we need to worry in other aspects besides the massage itself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that maybe those other places are missing. Plus, it's a Brazilian thing. Like when you grow in a culture where they do lymphatic all the time, you end up learning more. Mm-hmm. It's hard to learn when you it's not a part of your culture.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just like a part of who you are as opposed to something that you learn so that you can do the business to make money.
Yeah.
And I think with you, also compared to other places that I've been, like when I go see you, we spend 2 hours together and we're talking the whole time. And like, you know so much about me just from just from those like sessions that we've had. And you have that like personal thing and you really are trying to get to know the person. Like you get to know them holistically and like all the different parts of their life so that you can figure out what's going on and what's causing it. And I think that's different, like from another place where you just go and make an appointment and you show up and they assign somebody to you and they do it and then you leave. I wanted to ask about post-surgical lymphatic drainage. You know me, I've had a few procedures. How and when, if somebody has like a surgery or procedure, when should they get lymphatic drainage and how can a surgery affect the lymphatic system?
So again, our lymphatic system will react to any type of inflammation. When you have a surgery, you are attacking your body somehow and you are taking medicines, antibiotics, and it all feels different to your body. So it's going to get inflamed and swollen. And that's why after surgery, everyone is so swollen. And that's when lymphatic massage helps you, because you need to release that water weight in order to have your body recovering faster. You can get lymphatic like 3 days after having a surgery. As soon as you feel like functioning, you can get lymphatic. And what it's going to do, it's going to flush out the water full of inflammation medication. And your lymphatic system will speed up, which will help with the recovery process. So if you get lymphatic either before and after the surgery, you recover way faster than if you don't.
What about when people get filler in their face? This is something I've always wondered about. I know that if you get too much filler, it can block the lymphatic system in your face. Do you see that a lot, especially in LA?
To be honest with you, I don't see that a lot because my clients, they are so healthy and like they're in this holistic world that even though they get fillers, they don't get that much that will block their lymphatic system. But yes, it can happen. Because the filler, it will move around. People believe that your body will just metabolize it, but it's not true. We will move around. And if you do it too much, it's going to block some points. And these points can be lymphatic points. That's when you have a problem. Mm-hmm. But it would just happen if you do like too much.
Yeah, it happened to me a few years ago when I got under eye filler and it was too much. And I think my under eye area couldn't drain properly. And so I got these like lumpy,
Wow, what did you do?
I got bad filler, like badly placed and too much filler under my eyes and maybe like in my cheeks. This is before I had the fat transfer. And I feel like it just like I would wake up and I would be so puffy. Or if I ate salty food, like so puffy, because I feel like the puffiness couldn't drain.
Yeah, your lymphatic system was overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yep, never again. Okay, so we got tons of listener questions because everybody wants to see you and most of them can't. So let's get to some of those. I feel like we answered a lot of them, but somebody said, I still have fluid retention after my lymphatic drainage massages. WTF.
What is WTF?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, because lymphatics, not a miracle. It's not a surgery as some people think. Mm-hmm. Like you can have fluid after lymphatic, which means you have to keep doing lymphatic and change the lifestyle to stop overwhelming your lymphatic system.
Somebody said there's so many doctors that say this doesn't do much. What is your reply? I actually beg to differ. I don't know what kind of doctors they're referring to, but all the plastic surgeons that I know advocate for lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, because we are in LA. In LA is a little different than maybe other places. And doctors here, they learn that if they send their people after surgeries to do lymphatic, they will recover faster. So you avoid them to have complaints and problems. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about other cities.
Well, everybody wants to know, when are you taking new clients?
Oh, never.
I don't know if you guys heard that. She said never. Does this help people of all sizes or just people who are already thin?
It actually works better on people who are already thin because, not thin, but people who have a healthy lifestyle. Because as I said, we have to work as a team. If someone is too overweight and they don't have a good lifestyle for their lymphatic system, just the massage itself cannot do much. So usually my clients, they are already healthy and that's why they see such good results because the lymphatic massage will be just like the cherry on the top of the cake, if that makes sense.
You said that it's more about the lifestyle than things that people can do at home. But are there things, like I know that you have videos on your Instagram, like the facial, the suction thing, which I bought after I saw that. Can people, like will Gua Sha help at all? Do things like cold showers help? Does dry brushing? Is there at-home manual massage that people can do?
So about any massage at home, including suction or Gua Sha or the facial one, if you think about it, we are moving the blood. So everything is always connected to the blood. But there is one morning habit that I forgot to tell before, which is really important for the lymphatic system, which is scrape your tongue in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because when we are sleeping, our body detox by itself. That's why we wake up with our tongue full of bacteria and growth. You should, number one in the morning, scrape your tongue. After that, you brush your teeth, you drink water to protect your stomach, then you have breakfast. Usually people wake up and right away they drink water. So what they're doing, they are just pushing all those bacteria back to their body. And any type of massage, like the facials one that I teach some stomach ones on my Instagram, they are also helpful. Mm-hmm. We are like massaging the digestive system, the gut, which helps you to go to the bathroom and stuff. But my point is, you always have to worry more about your daily habits and routine than about the massage. The massage is just like a complementary thing.
A lot of people asked, because a lot of people aren't in LA, so they're asking how they can find somebody good in their area.
I don't know.
She's like, I don't know, I'm the only good one.
No, it's just because like here in the US, they don't have proper trainings for lymphatic system. Maybe they do and I don't know, but I've never found any proper training. So
Would you recommend people look for Brazilian?
Not all Brazilians also know. Like, mm-hmm. I went to school, I have a master's degree. You need experience. I've been doing it for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can find good people, experienced people, but it's not as easy. And I also get this question a lot. And I don't know, unfortunately.
Does lymphatic massage help with cellulite?
Yes, it helps because cellulite is nothing more than inflammation and fat is stuck in certain areas. Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of cellulite? Moving your blood again. When you have a blood flow, you don't have cellulites. So that's why when you exercise, your cellulites go away or part of it goes away. And when you do lymphatic massage, we are moving the blood. We are moving the lymphatic system, which is releasing inflammation. So the combination of it all helps a lot with cellulites.
Someone said, how do the toxins release once pushed towards the lymph nodes?
Our lymph nodes are like drains. Their job is releasing toxins naturally. Mm-hmm. The only reason why you need to help them is because we live in an overwhelming lifestyle. So if you lived in a farm, completely healthy, no stress, sleeping early, you would not need any type of lymphatic or any type of procedure to help your lymphatic system. So it's already a lymphatic system job to flush out toxins on its own. When you do lymphatic, you just help it. You open the lymph nodes and you push the water towards those points. And that's how your body flushes it out. Mm-hmm. And you pee it out.
That
helps, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should you do massage the day of a big event or days prior to it?
The day before.
Day before?
Yeah, because our lymph nodes are very small. They're like little beans. And it can take up to 48 hours to release all the water we are trying to flush out. So I always recommend my clients to do 1 or 2 days before.
How long do results last?
Again, depends on your lifestyle, but if you have good habits, it lasts like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then slowly, you will get slow again, mm-hmm. your lymphatic system, and you can feel a little puffy, especially if you fly or if you eat something. And then when you do massage again, you flush it out again.
Should you do it before surgery too?
Yes. Before surgery is as important as after surgery. If your lymphatic system is doing well before the procedure, it will work on its own until you have your next massage. Mm-hmm. So if you do it before and after, your recovery is super easy.
Somebody said, I had a lymphatic massage and it was super light. Is that how they're supposed to feel?
Yeah, I mean, each person has their own methodology. After surgeries, it's supposed to be super light because your skin is sensitive and stuff, but I don't love super light, so it's hard to say, but I also cannot judge other people's methodology.
So I've definitely had the best results with you. I do have somebody in New York who I see who comes to my house like after I've had face surgery, and that's like you can barely feel it, but you're right, like you're so gentle, especially if you have incisions, like they can't pull the skin at all. And I didn't think it was going to do anything, and she actually did help a lot post-surgery, but like just in the week or so after.
Yeah, like for each person, you need a different pressure. So it's mm-hmm. hard to say. Each situation is different. So yeah. Really depends.
I feel like people just have to find what works for them. Do you know anything about lipedema?
Yes. It's a disease where your lymphatic system literally doesn't work in some areas, and it's usually on women and on legs. And that's when you see like the huge legs, even on a skinny person. So their legs cannot flush the liquid and it just stays in there.
Is there treatment for that? I mean, does massage help?
At that point, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps to release, but it's not going to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some surgeries and stuff, but I don't know how much they help.
Mm-hmm.
My advice would be careful before it happens. Like if you feel your body's retaining too much water, you have to change some things to not reach this point of having lymphedema.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about cupping?
Yes. Cupping is an acupuncture thing. And we place them in strategic points like you do with the needles in order to improve whatever problem you're having. So let's say if you drink too much alcohol, your kidney probably is not working as good as it should because it's overwhelmed and full of toxins. So when you place the cupping, it pulls out the bad blood, which is the blood with the inflammation, and brings new blood to the area. Mm-hmm. So depending on what you want to do, you have to place the cupping in different points to bring new blood, which will help with the anti-inflammatory process.
Another thing that you like is legs up on the wall.
Yes.
Can you talk about that one?
Yes, legs up on the wall is a great habit to have every day, 20 minutes a day. Our lymphatic flow usually goes towards the gravity, so towards the floor. If you put your legs up, you will bring in the lymphatic flow to the opposite direction, which will help to release the swelling of the legs, especially at the end of the day. It will also help with your blood flow. And as I told before, lymphatic and blood flow are always together. So improving your blood flow, putting your legs up, you improve lymphatic flow, and you feel so good.
So I'm your client, so mm-hmm. Say that I came to you and I wasn't doing anything. What would you ideally have me do in a day? Like, what are steps that people can do at home to support their lymphatic system?
A perfect day for our lymphatic system would be sleeping early by 11 p.m., waking up by 8 a.m., because that way your hormones are in a perfect place. As soon as you wake up, scrape your tongue. It's going to release the bacteria that your body detoxed throughout the night. Then you drink water to protect your stomach and release some toxins from your lymphatic system. And then you have breakfast. Go for a walk. We need to move the blood to move the lymphatic flow. Then you can go work or do whatever you want to do. When you come home, put your legs up against the wall. If you have a chance, do some sauna, because sauna will also move your blood flow, which is very helpful for your lymphatic system. If you have a chance, go for another walk, and then sleep by 11 p.m. That simple.
I like to ask all of my guests one thing everyone should start doing and one thing everyone should stop. So you kind of just gave a lot of like what everyone should start doing. What is something people should stop doing that could be affecting them negatively?
Stop doing. I see that especially here in LA, everyone is worried about exercising and looking good, but they don't realize that our emotions can affect so much the way we look.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, our happiness hormone is produced in our gut. If we don't produce them correctly, it will affect how hungry we are, our fat storage, which will affect the way we look. So I would say that people should pay more attention on their emotions, which is avoiding toxic relationships, avoid toxic environments. Just get rid of anything that gives you anxiety if you can, and you will see the change on how you look.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true. Like even for me, if I'm holding on to toxic relationships or situations or stressed or whatever, that's like when I came to see you, like my body gets like so bogged down with all of that,
yeah,
with the emotional stuff. So I love that. Well, where can everybody find you and learn more from you?
I am on Instagram. I always try to share some tips for your lymphatic flow. I really wish I could see everyone. Maybe one day I can open new locations and I can like help more people. But I always try to share tips that will help your lymphatic system. And as I said, don't worry about having a massage if you can worry about having good habits, because that will be enough in most of the cases. And if you have a chance, you can speed it up by doing a massage.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Arielle Laurie.